I am Bill Courtwright with Living Right with Bill Courtwright, and this is the Stress Mastery Podcast, where we take you from the science to the spirituality of stress mastery.
Hello, and welcome to another episode of the Stress Mastery Podcast. I am your host, Bill Courtwright, and I am here with the super millennial, David Barreto, giving us the millennial perspective. How you doing there, technology guru?
I'm doing good. I'm doing good.
Technology's kicking your
You know, this only makes me better, and I've learned to troubleshoot, so I take it as opportunities.
Yes, you did a lot of troubleshooting to get this one on air. Yes. Huh? All right, this week's topic is the prison of our beliefs. In today's Meeting of the Minds, we are going to have a discussion on the identity of should. Anything before we get started, David?
No, I think I'm ready to get right into it.
So let's do this. Should is used to indicate obligation, duty, or correctness, typically used when criticizing someone's actions. Your identity is programmed in stage one of development, the impulsive mind. The programming stems from the child recording their environment. The should part of the identity is developed in the second stage of development, the imperial mind. In this state, the identity is going through experiences that will eventually set the programs and the identity. In stage three, socialized mind, at age 16, that identity is set. And the identity is set through programs that encompass memories, relationships, past experiences of pain and pleasure. The identity is one sense of self, and this is held together in the cage mind through the belief systems. We got that, right?
Yeah.
Now, the belief systems are the driver of behavior. The identity is the ego. The identity creates your perceptions and expectations, your shoulds of the world you live in. Stage three, socialized mind, is built upon organizational thinking. It's built upon the energy of doing, acting, behaving in a way that supports the programming of the tribe one is born into. These are what constitutes belief systems. Your thoughts?
Yeah, I think that this is a good way to follow up from yesterday on how we react. And all the times when we say, I don't know why I did that, this is why.
And it's important because not a single human being is born with a belief system. No one is born with programs and a belief system. Yet, it is one's belief systems that builds the reality of the life they're living this moment. And when we are stuck in stage three, you will be stressed, anxious, frustrated, annoyed with what and how you see life. And this causes one to fall into the want of control, trying to control things, to defend and attack anything different from their belief systems. And this causes one to fall into the want to belong, to create separation. They are wrong, I am right. This causes one to fall into the want of approval, the need to be seen, to be special, to win. And finally, these belief systems that sets our perception are set in the identity of should. And this is done in the want of security, the need to behave within the organizational thinking of the tribe. And this want of security creates containment of the identity. The human being is hardwired for behavior. Behavior is dictated by the programming held in mind. And the ego, the programmed identity, lives within this human constraint. Thoughts, David?
I think of CrossFitters every time I hear this, just because it's so funny. You should be doing this. You should be doing that. even though not having all the information or not knowing the other person or the way that they do things, it's just a should based off of what they believe is best versus, oh, maybe this doesn't work for you. Or let me tell you why it may be beneficial. It's just, this is how it has to be.
Well, anybody with a strong belief systems will combat that with should. It has to be connected to should. It doesn't matter if you're a bodybuilder. You should lift weights. You should not run marathons. Mm-hmm. You should. It's the same thing. You know, it's our perception and us trying to control that perception through the comfort zone, which is the want of security. That's what the identity of should is. And it is built within the human constraint. This is basically living, fighting, and existing in fear. See, the want of security and the comfort zone ensures this state by keeping the ego, the identity, in a state of should, just like you said.
Yeah.
Does that make sense to you now?
Yeah, for sure.
So the belief systems held in mind are built within the identity of should. I know I should eat a better diet. I'm just too stressed out. Now, I will change. I will. I'll change when things settle down. This is overwhelm. Or, I know I should exercise. I just don't have enough time. I'm really not that athletic. That is apathy. I can't. Or, I should stop fighting with my wife or my husband. I try. It's all her. She tries to aggravate me. She pokes at me. This is anger and aggravation. Or I should set a budget, stop using the credit cards. I'll do this after I get my bonus. Then I will start getting out of debt and saving. This is desire, anticipation. Or I shouldn't have expected that course I took to help me feel better. Knew it wouldn't work. This is just the way I am. This is grief and disappointment. Or I should get ahead and work on a new project, but I deserve to take a break. I've been working hard. This is fear and avoidance. Or why did I put off that work? Now I'm in trouble. What if I lose my job? I should have just done it. This is guilt and feeling defeated. Or why should I change? They're wrong. Why should I change? They should change. This is pride and being smug and opinionated. You see how should can tether to any of the red zone energies?
Yeah, big time. And I think that's like the big things, because those people always feel like they're right, because to them, they are.
Exactly. That's their perception. You got it, David. That's their perception. The identity of should is the ego's way of creating the human constraint. This is all protected by the fear energy with a single purpose: to keep and drive your behavior to mirror the belief systems you hold in mind. And if you dare to question those belief systems, the ego will attack within and the tribe will attack from the outside. And both with a single goal: for you to remain within the identity and the programming and belief systems you hold. So it's really your thoughts on that so far.
And I think, you know, a lot of times if you're blinded to it, it's normal. It's my family's got my back. My friends got my back. You know, no matter what you say, if you have the awareness to it, why are they holding me back? Why aren't they letting me expand? I think that's a big thing that I'm starting to notice when it comes to this is, a lot of times when you hear stuff from family members, friends, whoever the tribe is that's with that belief system, the should comes along with a positive expectation if you follow it, or a negative one if you don't. It's always, there's never like, oh, it could be okay. No, it's going to be bad if you go against X, Y, and Z. And it's never, their whole view on it is always negative because of those negative thoughts of going against that belief.
Well, you know, beliefs are powerful. I'm telling you, we people kill for beliefs. War are fought on beliefs. Hate is developed by beliefs. So I have people ask me all the time, what if I don't want to let go of my beliefs? And my answer is, then don't. But I then ask, do your beliefs bring you peace? Do your beliefs serve you? If the answer is no, not always, then I ask, why would you want to carry anything that doesn't serve you? Why would you want to carry anything that doesn't bring you peace? Another question I'm asked is, can't I have good beliefs, like the belief God is taking care of me? And my answer is, by all means, keep that belief. But I then ask, wouldn't you rather have a knowing instead of a belief? Mm-hmm. And this question, this response, and you've seen me do this, it confuses most people. See, a belief is a program. Bottom line, you weren't born with it. It's a program. Knowing is an experience. Belief is held in the head along with the ego, fear, and guilt, while a knowing is held in the heart. A belief gives one hope. This is outside ourselves. A knowing gives one faith, which is within. Beliefs can be questioned and must be questioned if one desires to grow. A knowing is known. There is no question. So would you, and I'm asking you this, David, would you rather believe in God or know God?
Yeah, I think the knowing part, and that for me is the reason why I left going to church. People think it's always a negative thing for me when I say, oh, I'd stop going to church. And the reason why is because I became very educated in the religion, but I wasn't very experienced in the knowing of what I was learning. So I left so I can experience it versus just having all this knowledge there.
It's pretty amazing because when this conversation comes up, and it comes up, the individual will go into a deep defend and attack, defending their beliefs about God. And I just ask a simple question and then let it go. If you believe God is taking care of you, that's your belief, then why do you go through life so anxious and worried? Why do you hesitate to do what you desire? Why do you doubt? If God is taking care of you and you defend this belief so strongly, why would you ever be stressed out?
Yeah.
And that's usually the last thing I say before they either leave or, because I am not here. Understand, I am not here to change anyone's belief systems, for it's impossible to do anyway. But I am here to share my experiences. And I do have an intention for you to question your beliefs, to really sit and question what you believe. For what you believe, your belief system is building and has built your reality as it is this very moment. Now, to change your current reality, your current life situation, you must step into awareness. And one of the awarenesses is the fact that the human being is hardwired for behavior. This behavior stems from the belief systems held in mind. To create a new reality is about changing the behavior that is building your current reality. And this is done through one, awareness that it's you causing your life situation, and two, to execute practices to alter your behavior, practices to transform your body, mind, and most important, your life experience. This is moving out of event judgment reaction into event awareness and response. This is basically, David, this is moving out of stage 3 socialized mind into stage 4 self-authoring mind. Yet, understand, everyone listening, you can not just change your beliefs or let go of your beliefs in just one life category. You can't just let go of your beliefs in vocation and career or finance and money or just in health. You must also let go of, this is talking about going into stage four. You must also let go of your beliefs and programs that drive your behavior in your relationships. For if one life category is not addressed, you will snap back and get pulled back into stage three, and you will become streamed in the red zone, lower energies, and this traps you in the human constraint. So they'll ask, what about that category of personal and spiritual development? Do you have to address your beliefs about God? Well, I will tackle that subject tomorrow in Connection Thursday. But for today, let us continue on with the identity of should. Before I continue, do you have any comments, David?
No, I don't. One thing I'm glad that you mentioned is just how everything needs to change within all the categories. Because I've tried to change in one category and then I find that thing kind of arise in the other. And I thought I got rid of it. And that's something where it just manifests in something else. So I'm glad you said it has to be in all of them, because I've struggled on that hamster wheel of thinking I can change one and that be enough.
Because if you get pulled into stage three, into the red zone, you're stressed out. Yeah. Whatever pulls you down there, it's taking your consciousness down. Mm-hmm. It's taking you out of awareness into judgment. Yeah. So you can have the greatest career in the world, but if you're stuck in judgment in your relationship, you do not have peace in your life. Mm-hmm. And your behavior will reflect that.
Yeah.
So let's continue on the identity of should. Starting personal development is the beginning of personal development is when we start to question, who am I? We question, if I want to make more money, why do I hesitate to advance my opportunities? If I want more peace in my life, why do I fight with my partner over the remote? If I want to get healthy, lose weight, why do I keep eating the wrong foods? Our identity is built through our belief systems and it is held together through our behavior. And who is holding all of this together? The ego. Mm-hmm. The ego is the sum of your belief systems. This creates your identity. Your identity has many parts, and your relationship with people and life is built within this identity. The identity of should is activated when a child, a friend, a partner, a stranger goes against the identity you hold. This drives your behavior to defend and attack your view. And the identity of should is what feeds and strengthens the ego. It's built in judgment. To judge something is to decide against it. And this is the ego driving you in fight or flight, in defend and attack to protect its state of existence. Mm-hmm. This is unconscious. 95% of our behavior is driven by the subconscious of the cage mind. This is the hardwired behavior that I talk about. Your thoughts?
Yeah, that thing's hard to deal with because it's letting go of everything you thought you were at that moment to kind of find who you are. And I know that sounds like the cliche, you got to lose yourself to find yourself thing, but it's true. And that was, you asked that question, what if I don't want to give up my belief systems? That's where that becomes, because you literally have to reprogram yourself. And every time that's going against the tribe and the person or people that gave you those programs.
And remember, if you are stuck in stage three, you're stuck in judgment. So mm-hmm. in judgment, the ego has conscious mind control. And your behavior is deciding what is happening in your environment is wrong. It goes against your belief system. It is judging and deciding what is wrong with who and what you see. That person is too short, too fat, too opinionated. The ego works really hard on the should identity. It has political opinions opinions on race, opinions on gender, social and economic class opinions, who deserves your attention and love, and who does not. The ego survives through the intensity of the identity of should. That's important. You heard that, right, David?
Yeah.
It survives through the intensity of the identity of should. The stronger you get activated, the more upset you become, the more aggressive you defend and attack anything, the stronger the ego becomes. See, the identity of should is the ego's tool to strengthen its programming, to strengthen its energy, and to strengthen its hold on the conscious mind. Your thoughts, Dave?
Yeah, I think that was a cool thing that you mentioned for the intensity part, because I've noticed myself kind of as I've worked on letting it go, you know, all these shoulds and these programs, I realized that as those things would normally spark up, it'd be less and less of a reaction from me. You know, sometimes it'll kind of make me question myself or make me start to think, but those were always things I started to think about instead of acting on. Instead of defending it, I started to question, why did I have the urge to defend that instead of acting on it? And the less and less it becomes, and it just kind of fades away.
Well, here's why. So it all starts with awareness, and then it starts with practices. And then as you're practicing and you're practicing here, and remember, the only way you can transform and change is to fall on your ass and get back up, because you can't get rid of a program unless it's activated. You have to have it activated so you can release it. So when you first start, it seems like it's almost impossible. But as you practice more and more, you're starting to release some of this energy. So now what happens is your awareness is getting stronger, so you see it faster, so it doesn't take as long to get out of red zone into green zone. That's what's happening to you.
Yeah.
And eventually this will become a skill where you don't have to worry about it. It's automatically will happen.
Mm-hmm.
It just takes practice. You know, the identity of should is powerful, and the identity of should has its own pendulum. So when you get frustrated, you will be driven to act out in anger, and you will be in a state of strong judgment reaction. Now, the identity of should is pushing you to defend, but its power comes through attack. As you attack, as you become more outraged, pushy, harsh, mean, belligerent, all 150 anger energies, this explosive energy begins to weaken. It begins to die down. Now the identity of should isn't as strong. You're still mad. You might be annoyed. You're irritated. Still 150 anger energies. And then, boom, the identity of should drops. It drops hard. And the ego grows through this strong explosive energy and defend and attack, but the ego and the identity of should holds on by its anchor, is anchored through the low depressed energy of 30 guilt. See, the explosive energy of anger, when trapped in it, will always drop into the depressive energy of guilt.
Mm-hmm.
And that is where the ego anchors itself.
Yeah.
It grows stronger in anger, right? Intensity in should, but then it drops. And this is actually the result. This drop to guilt is the result of failing to execute conflict resolution. Yet, how can one execute conflict resolution if they don't have the awareness of the cause of the conflict? And the identity of should will never reveal the true cause of the conflict. The identity of should is telling you the cause is from outside yourself. The ego will not tell you, hey, you just got angry because of this belief you carry, this program. It's faulty. It's putting you in judgment. The ego isn't going to help you out. No, when the defend attack energy lessens, the ego activates and falls, and the identity of should falls into hell. Hell is the guilt energy. Now the identity of should becomes the identity of should not. Now the ego creates guilt stories of being a loser, a failure, and how your life situation is hopeless, you're powerless. And the identity of should not locks you in a story of regret, which stemmed from the behavior the ego set in the identity of should. So you go from an explosive energy of frustration and anger into a depressive energy of apathy and guilt. And many, many people believe they are justified in defending attack because they are defending their values. And this is not true. We defend and attack and get into judgment and reaction into hate and disdain from our belief systems held in the cage mind. Our values are virtues that are held in the creation mind, heart. It's like purpose. You don't set your values, you discover your values. And we may defend our values, by the way, right? Dave, I'm going to explain this, because we may defend our values, but when truly connected to a value, you're connected to the creation mind. And so if you're going to defend a value, this is done through the heart in response. And I'll talk about more about this tomorrow. If you're defending a value, you're defending it from the heart. Mm-hmm. So you're not going to defend an attack, but you may defend yourself.
Yeah.
That would be Gandhi. So for today, I'll close this episode with slow down. Become aware of your identity of should and your identity of should not. Really slow down and observe. Is this identity of should coming from something outside yourself? If you catch yourself using the word should, where's that stemming from? And you will know this because if you are truly in awareness, you will realize you cannot control what is causing the activation. And you'll realize that that should is not coming from outside yourself. It's coming from within. So that's all I got, Dave. So we have discussion time now. Millennial discussion time.
So one thing that I wrote down real quick I think the big thing for people to understand, especially because we were talking about guilt and how strong it is to anchor you down, you're going to think that the guilt is coming outwards. You're going to think that the people around you are guilting you, that, you know, your tribe, your family, your mom, your dad, all that stuff. I used to be the big one on that. I'm like, damn, they keep on guilting me. They guilt me. And in reality, the person doesn't even realize they're doing it, but it's just me feeling that I feel the guilt. It's my ego that's really, no, you should have done that. You should have, go ahead and listen here. Understand that guilt that Bill's talking about is coming within. It's not coming from someone else. It's not coming from anybody around you. It's within. That's the guilt that he's talking about there. That guilt is so, so strong. It'll make you 360 everything you just did and question all of the work that you've done.
And you know, the other thing is when you get into that guilt energy, it may be because you said something nasty to somebody, right? Mm-hmm. And guilt's doing its job. Remember, it's a self-regulating energy for relationships, but it's still guilt, yeah. Right? And the thing is, you know, there's nothing wrong with all the red zone energies except for pride. There's nothing wrong. It means something's activated. It's only going to disrupt your life if you get stuck in those energies. Yeah. That's the whole practice mm-hmm. of what we teach. The identity of should will never reveal the true cause of the conflict. Mm-hmm. Because it's always going to take what is happening in your life and turn it outside yourself. Like you don't have control, or you are, or this is happening to you, you know? And that's the way the ego survives. The identity of should will never reveal the true cause of the conflict. The identity of should is telling you the cause is happening because this is what's happening. That's not true. Mm-hmm. You get angry because a program is activated. And it's interesting about the anger energy. That's the energy that propels you into the green zone.
Do some action. See,
yes, because you can't stop. You cannot stop the activation. The construct cannot be stopped. You can't stop it. It's too fast. It's the way the human being is hardwired to behave. Yet, the whole practices of stress mastery is to build the awareness, because as fast as that activates, you can release it.
Yeah.
Now, here's the thing. Every time you become aware and you see this and you create the still point, you use the let go technique, you start to create the slow down, and you journal and you let go and you meditate and you do all the things that we are teaching you, these programs are actually losing their power. They're releasing. And as the programs release, you create more awareness. And that's what's happening to David. If you heard what David said, he used to get caught and get streamed and get caught in these energies. Now he sees the energy. Yeah, he might get activated. He might be activated for a little bit, but it doesn't stay there. He sees it. Because the moment that you have awareness, you have changed the construct. And when that construct changes, you have to move out of judgment into awareness. You have to move out of reaction into response. To judge something is to decide against it. So when you stop fighting what is, you stop deciding against what's happening, what happens? You change everything.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and that's where I've noticed, instead of feeling guilty about the changes that I've made, I started getting more angry or mad about it. You know, my ego brings it up and all that stuff. And instead of staying mad, it's, what am I going to do about it? What can I do to get myself? So it snaps.
And now, David, think about that. I don't want to interrupt you, because I want you to see this while you're saying it. Because the moment you do that, you're no longer in anger. Where are you? You're in courage.
Courage.
And you look at the courage energy, alert and focused.
Yeah.
And that's what's happening. Sure.
Yeah, because the action that comes from it is never of like revenge or out of anger. It's my response to the anger, to the situation, to the thoughts, the emotions, all of it. But it's never one that reinforces that program. It's never one that reinforces the thoughts of the ego. It's some that are always progressing to reinforce the change in belief that I have. Anytime that, you know, a family member or friend, anybody goes against the belief that I'm trying to change, it gets frustrating. It's very frustrating. And everybody can, you know, kind of agree with that as you're going through it. But that frustration doesn't turn into, you know, revenge or guilt or anger towards the person. Right. It's action on, okay, I'm going to continue this. I'll show you. Right. And it's not out of a boast. It's, I'm going to do it. And then maybe you'll understand, instead of a chip on the shoulder kind of thing. It's maybe when I complete this and I, you know, make a change for myself, maybe you'll understand then.
And it doesn't matter if you do. Right. It doesn't matter if they understand.
Yeah.
You're not trying. You're not in a want of approval. You're not in a want to belong. Yeah. You're just not in want. Right. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So I hope people are getting this. Tomorrow we'll talk on how we build our reality through our vibration. And I'm going to share the deeper things. And so that tomorrow's episode should be interesting.
Not sure if I'm ready for it.
I think you don't even want to be here. That's what I think. I think it should be a solo episode. I think you shouldn't be held responsible for what's happening tomorrow.
I'll just press record and leave.
I hear you. That's it for today's show. Our mission here is to create a shift in a planet. And you could join us on this mission by simply like, share, and subscribe. Links are right below the show. As always, until next time, stay inspired.